I was in class the other day and one girl was saying, I know it's horrible, but if I'm walking down a street and I see two black guys walking towards me and I see like a nice old white lady on the other side of the street, I'm gonna cross the street.
Listen.
I would say microaggressions are expressions of like internalized stereotypes. They are things that you would say or do that are a response to beliefs that you have about a person, whether they're conscious or subconscious. When somebody says, you're really pretty for a black girl, when you're in a group setting and people are not listening to your input and it's only you, when you've been shot down so many times in class you don't feel comfortable like raising your voice to say something, when you'll go to a party and the first thing people will ask as a black female is like ask you how to twerk. They're almost hard to like tell somebody about them because they're not conscious. A lot of them are born out of a subconscious, things that you don't even realize that you feel. It's things that you have learned subconsciously just as a product of living in this society. The noose incident and even the chant, the SAE chant that happened a couple weeks before it, were macroaggressions. And so people are a lot more comfortable calling things like that out because it's overt and easily put into a box. Like, that's racist, that shouldn't belong here. But I think what we have a harder time doing is recognizing how the microaggressions contribute to an atmosphere on campus that breeds macroaggressions. And even when people are trying to point out that the microaggressions are happening, there's a feeling of invalidation, like you're taking things too seriously, you're being sensitive. Are you sure they really meant it like that? They're invalidated because the people that are doing it don't recognize where that is coming from. So the only explanation is that somebody's overreacting rather than having to self-reflect on where something they said or did may have been taken in that way. It's easy to separate yourself when you have the privilege to do so and think, like, that's their problem, like, it's not mine. The only way that you recognize these things is if you're, like, constantly having to engage with it. So if you're constantly in a state of questioning your privilege, then in that confrontation of your privilege, like, you start to question the way that you're seeing things and the things that you're saying and the things that people are saying to others, just because in your pursuit to like understand why you're afforded certain things, you start to realize people are not afforded those things.
Act.
Graduation requirements need to change. There has to be a requirement that you're taking like a sexuality course or a gender course or a religion course or an African American studies course or some other minority Asian studies or something. And it's like it needs to be incorporated into every subject because it applies. It's crazy to me that you have people who are graduating with business degrees who are going into finance and who are going into banking and don't understand things like the racism that's inside of the banking institutions. I would say that one of the things that is super exhausting is the fact that black students often have the burden of being teachers in the classroom on subjects of race. Professors need to have diversity training, like they need to know how to have these conversations in class and facilitate them in like a productive way. And then also just have general knowledge and be able to like speak on it, because a lot of times what ends up happening is a black student will be called on and be like, so what is the black perspective on this? Or you're seen as kind of like a fill-in for the black experience, and there's like not really like a monolithic black experience to speak of. My experience is not the same as the black kid sitting next to me, but I'm asked to speak on it as if it's all the same. It's not really our responsibility to be like educators, because when you're operating in a system of oppression, you shouldn't have to educate people about your oppression. We need to set the expectation
from like when the freshmen arrive, that this is an atmosphere in which diversity means that you're constantly having to question yourself and then also interacting with people of different backgrounds. So if we can require freshmen to take alcohol EDU, we can have them go to diversity training classes and talk about what does it mean that you came from this place and you're interacting with people who didn't come from that place, and how are you going to set yourself up for like your Duke career to like be intentional about the way that you're interacting with other people. The commitment to diversity doesn't mean just having people who look different sitting in a room together. It has to be an atmosphere in which people are forced to understand those differences and appreciate them. We're not looking for like a colorblind society. Like, that's not something that we're striving towards. There's differences, and we need to appreciate those differences and respect them and understand that somebody's bringing something to the table that you don't bring, and respect that. Have people leave different than when they came. Like, you can't have people who came from like an upper middle class background and leave with all upper middle class friends and like still not know the young Latina from LA or Miami or whatever what their life is like.
Feel.
What's in the news and what people are identifying with is seeing these black boys just being shot for just doing things that normal teenagers do regularly, and kind of being blamed for it and being criminalized in their death. That resonated with me because I saw my little brother in the images that we're seeing on the news. It's almost like you get PTSD from like seeing these images over and over and over again. I mean, I see my brother every time I see another boy who's shot, and it's usually like every 2 or 3 weeks that this is a new story is coming out.
Pretty much you can be doing anything and be shot without penalty, kind of. Like, that's the message that keeps getting sent to us.
I mean, kids are stupid, but, you know, black boys don't get the privilege of being stupid or being teenagers.